We have huge concerns, Alan Lake, because the whole basis of the health insurance thing is we were supposed to have what they call community rating. What that meant was that for any individual policy, it would be the exact same price for a 25-year-old as a 75-year-old. But of course, the insurance company, the various companies, and there's very little competition in the industry is part of the problem. They manipulated the situation, and what happens now is when there's an increase, and they have plenty of increases, there's at least one, sometimes three in a year in the increase. When the increase comes, they talk about an average increase of 5% or 4% or whatever.
Yeah.
But averages are dangerous things, as you probably know. And the higher, it could be 15% on the policies that, you know, are more pertinent to older people. For example, orthopaedic procedures and that sort of thing. And not alone has the price gone up, but the quality of the cover, or the extent of the cover that's been provided, has gone down. Most of the policies now, you know, don't. It's nearly impossible to get full cover for orthopaedic procedures now. They have this new lovely phrase of co-funding. You pay your premium, you probably pay in excess as well, which means that you have to pay the first whatever amount of the any individual claim. But as well as that, for most orthopaedic procedures, they talk about co-funding, which means that you pay, in some cases, several thousand euros in addition to paying your insurance premium. So in general, I think the whole health insurance area is a mess. There's very little competition because, you know, as soon as one, there's only three companies, as far as I know, that operate in the market, one of whom is a state company. As soon as one of them increases the price, as sure as night follows day, the other two jump on the wagon. So, in effect, there's no competition in the industry.
And what impact is this having on those who are age 65 and over? There must be great concern, as you said, with costs rising, but yet the cover, I suppose, in terms of what the cover is covering, for want of a better word, it's lessening.
Yeah, there's great concern, like, because a lot of people during their working life would have their health insurance paid for by their company. Particularly the multinationals would mostly include health insurance as part of their remuneration package. But now that they've retired, it falls on the people, when their income obviously is lower in retirement, it falls on them to fund it totally themselves. And this can be a problem. I mean, some older people, you know, would have maybe very little income other than the state pension, in which case it's probably unaffordable. But about 44 to 46% of the total adult population have a health insurance of some sort. But it's becoming, certainly for older people, it's becoming less affordable, and it's less desirable as well, in a way, because, as I say, it's one thing the price to go up, but the actual benefits that you accrue from paying that price is going in the opposite direction.
I mentioned in general with insurance premium costs that they are rising while there's been a drop in public liability claims. Now, we know last July, at the end of last July, new legislation came into effect, Maurice, as part of the government's action plan for insurance reform. It was hoped the measures may reduce claims and the cost of insurance for businesses. I know SMEs, people involved with small and medium enterprises, are concerned about the issue of the cost of insurance, because obviously they're dealing with all increases in other costs, wages, energy costs, and so on. Is this a concern, do you think? Or I know the Minister, Jennifer Carol McNeill, is pointing out that these figures, they are from 2021 and 2022. This legislation came into effect in July of 2023, and that maybe this report isn't capturing the duty of care reforms that were introduced. Do you feel that that is the case, that we will see those insurance premium costs come down?
Well, I'm not really qualified to judge, but I would imagine that's the case, because most of the insurance industry in this country works reasonably well. We complain about when we have to insure our car, we might complain about the price, but there's huge competition in that market. And the big difference between that and the insurance thing, the health insurance, is if you're not satisfied with your premium, you can shop around, and or if you prefer, you can ring up the company that gave you the quotation, and usually you get a reduction from them. This cannot happen by law in the health insurance thing. The policy, the prices are fixed, and there is no room for negotiation. So I think that in itself is a problem.